It's late autumn down by the beach here at Waimarama. There's a slight breeze blowing and it's a beautiful day. I've come to meet husband and wife team Isaac Beach and Kirby Heath of Kanapu Hempery. Their hemp seed food business mixes traditional Maori knowledge, mātauranga Maori, with contemporary technology. And there's another strand to their story too. With growing demand for their health food products, they've been getting Maori landowners on board to grow the hemp. But first, a bit of healing needs to be done.
So can you smell that? That's the smell of life being put back into the soil. That's an organic compost that we're applying into this whenua Māori land block.
So what's in the mix?
Oh, everything good. So we've got good amounts of natural forms of KPN as well. So we've got some nitrogen with chicken poo. Just watch your step. Kei konei mātou ki Waimarama. We're here in Waimarama. It's a sort of a rural community on the east coast of Ngāti Kahungunu, Hawke's Bay. We're situated at a whenua Māori land block, which we lease off Māori landowners here in Waimarama, and for the purpose of production of industrial hemp.
And how did you pinpoint these blocks?
We work with Māori across the wide-spanning tribal boundary of Ngāti Kahungunu, from as far north as Wairua and as far south as Porangahau. So we're really interested in just identifying whānau and hapū who are keen to see some life return to their lands, but also, you know, participate in the economic development opportunity for whānau in the region. So that was really the start. We put a call out, just noticing that there were whānau interested, and then everything developed from there.
And what was their land used in the past for?
Particularly in regions like Waimarama and even Porangahau, you'll find typical conventional systems with a lot of maize, and unfortunately, you know, just monocropping of maize on an annual basis for the last 30 years has led to a significant decline in the health and well-being of soil. So those are the types of systems you'll find, just year in, year out, maize on maize, and it's not really the best, to be honest.
Kanapu Hempery was established in around 2017 over a cup of tea between Isaac and Simon White. And ever since then, I guess the rest is history, but prior to that, Isaac went on a 3-month round-the-world trip to learn everything hemp, basically, from building materials all the way through to food. Coming back to Aotearoa and meeting up with Simon and Lou, we decided that we were both crazy enough to plant hemp for the first season, which we did so. And luckily enough for us, Simon comes with a heck of a lot of know-how when it comes to being a fourth generation farmer. So we planted that out and harvested that. And fast forward to now, and we are planting at least 4 times what we were planting then, I guess, and we're not looking back, and we've aimed to be fully vertically integrated that entire time. So from farm to finished product, Kanapu Hempery has a hand in every step, and we don't outsource a thing. So we're really proud to be able to say that we know exactly what paddock and what plot of land our products came from.
That overseas trip nearly 10 years ago got Isaac thinking about the potential of industrial hemp, also known as cannabis sativa.
And I remember being in Colorado, Denver, Colorado at the time. There was a bill being passed at the local government level for the introduction of cannabis legalization. And at that time, it was only just starting there, and sort of surveyed the land a little bit, went over to Europe and even parts of Asia, other parts of Asia, to sort of understand what the crop was doing. And it looked at that stage, it was, it was presenting to be purposeful and useful in the medicinal cannabis side, So in the pharmaceutical industry, and then also in the food sector, and also in building and composites. So the applications were quite vast, and I thought it was an appropriate technology and mātauranga to bring back to Aotearoa for our use, because at the time there was a huge gap. Wasn't being used.
Yeah, and were we able to plant it at that time?
Yeah, but just strictly for research purposes. So there was no, flexibility on use for medicine, or flexibility for use in terms of regulations around food. So at that time, it was right at the beginning, and I guess one of the incentives also for us getting into it at that early stage.
So fast forward to about 2018 and some new legislation came in.
That's right, yeah. The Food Act changed to enable us as manufacturers to manufacture foods, high-quality nutrition, and sell that fit for human consumption. Mainly focusing on the nutrient available in the seed. You've got 35% of the total makeup of a hemp seed is protein, and it's a really highly digestible protein. You've got things like edistin and albumin, which are present in egg white, for example, so it's a really nutritious seed. And then you've got things like the fat content, which is quite high in hemp seed, is predominantly made up of polyunsaturated fatty acids, so your omega-3s and omega-6s. So it's a really appropriate and logical raw material input for food manufacturing, particularly if you're interested in providing proteins and fats, healthy fats generated from a plant-derived source.
So tell us about the products that you did first produce.
The first product that we produced here at Kanapu was a hemp seed oil. So an ingredient product that, when included in your daily nutrition, can give you a boost of, as Isaac's just previously said, the polyunsaturated fatty acids, your essential amino acids that you can get from one source of food, which is incredible. And when you consume 1 to 2 tablespoons a day, it's been shown to support illnesses such as joint mobility and arthritis. It can reduce inflammation, and there's other content within the oil such as gamma-linolenic acid, or GLA, which has been known to support hormone balancing in women, wahine. So that's also an incredible source for us, as well as right down to things like reducing eczema and psoriasis flare-ups from little ones right through to however old you may be.
Let's leave behind the end product for a moment and go back to the growing side of things. We've come up the road to meet one of the owners of the leased whenua land blocks here at Waimarama.
And then I've got my herbs around, tomato, spinach.
And there's a good crop of homegrown nutrition coming along here already.
Basil and parsley and capsicums, chilies and...
Hello, my name's Zinnika Broadman and I live at Waimarama. So this block of land, 11 acres, is shared between two whānau, the Broadmans and the Barno, which are really just one big whānau.
So do you know the history of the land? What was it was used for prior to the maize being grown?
Prior to the maize, when my mother and them were alive, she was gifted this land by the chiefess of Waimarama, Morihu, Tudor, so... She was whangai by them, and she gave this land for my mother and my grandmother. We had an auntie that used to live in this batch, and this batch was actually built by Chinese who had a market garden here. So, yes, it was all market gardens. I don't know until they moved away, I suppose. Yeah.
So rich soil.
Rich soil, very rich. Basically, the whole of Waimarama has rich soil, but I suppose they stopped growing the veggies and put it into maize and kind of depleted the nutrients and, the goodness from our soils. As a family, we've decided to take back our kaitiakitanga status and help improve our lands. And maybe benefit from it rather than someone else leasing it and subleasing.
And what do you think about hemp as an idea?
I love it. I love the idea. And we know the potential and the health benefits from hemp. It gives us as a whānau a chance to try something different for ourselves, for our whenua. Okay, next year we should be 3 years into no spray, so we'll be putting in for an organic certificate, which is great, hey? And I just love the idea about it, and I suppose the whole family does too now. So, yeah, they were a bit iffy at first, but we've actually got another two properties out here that have jumped on board. So we've got the one across the river, and then we've got one down on the beachfront as well. Yeah, so, and they like the idea too. I suppose, you know, it's not about making a quick dollar or anything, because it doesn't happen, but it's about getting back in touch with our whenua and taking control of it ourselves and trying to make something good happen.
Yeah, she's working now.
So here comes the truck with the lovely rich compost.
Yes, you can see it's really dark and beautiful actually. You can literally hear Papa Tuanuku, you know, saying thank you.
Smell though, it's quite
pungent. Oh, yeah, it is, but actually, I quite like it.
Yeah, well,
it smells good.
It smells good. It doesn't smell fake, it's
real way.
So, yeah. That's the type of biological activity you need in soil, is enough to produce that type of pungent smell, which gives you a clear indication that bacteria are there. And that's what you need. You need life and biology in the soil, biological life in the soil, to break down components and release nutrient to the plant system.
When you first got sight of this land or were sort of looking at developing it, did you take tests? What did you find?
When I first walked this whenua and we were you know, walking across it, literally the wind was blowing dust off it. And it was blowing the soil, the topsoil off. And honestly, I liken myself to how Neil Armstrong felt when he was walking on the moon. It was just flipping dust. It was quite shocking. And just gave us the level of motivation I think we need to start adopting practices like this.
Once the chicken poo compost is on, they'll plant a cover crop of 5 to 10 different species to boost the soil even more during the winter period, before the hemp crop goes in. Healing this block of land will take years. Kirby, can you explain the meaning of kanapu?
Oh, this is actually a good question for Isaac. I'll try my best. Kanapu means thunder. And it's actually one of Isaac's middle names. So Isaac's name is Isaac Tui Te Kanapu Brodigan Beach, and the name Te Kanapu was handed down to him by his great-grandfather. Another ironic part of that story is Isaac was actually born in Cyclone Bola, so inheriting the name Thunder in a cyclone is also quite a good story to tell. And Isaac's great-grandfather, his name was Te Kanapu o Te Rangi, which is the thunder that descends from the heavens. And I think, looking back, when Isaac was having a serious think about what we wanted to name our company and to make sure that it meant something moving forward, he came up with the name Kanapu Hempiri, and to us that means the world. A long time ago, the Takitimu Waka stopped off the coast of Waimarama, and a few of my whanaunga popped off and set up camp here in Waimarama, and my ancestors carried on in the Waka and went all the way down to the South Island in a small community of Karatani. So that's where I'm from. So whilst I'm a long way from home up here, I also have a small part of me here, which makes it feel very much like home when I'm out here. So the breathing in the gorgeous and glorious sea air and soaking up the community is always a pleasure.
For the land here, access to water, wai, has been problematic. But that's also where mātauranga Māori and organic principles come in.
Access to wai is part of that methodology and part of that thinking in terms of the organic system. You apply it when there's an absolute need. not because you're just trying to bolster the crop or get your extraction levels higher. So we're trying to adapt and adopt a system that is more familiar to Māori, particularly because it's for this particular system we lie adjacent to the Waingongoro taonga, which is a taonga of the people here, and we gauge their level of understanding on when is an appropriate time to utilise that taonga, and we're working with them collaboratively on that on an ongoing basis.
What other types of mātauranga will you be using in this system?
Well, in terms of, and it's the question's really a capacity issue. So, what mātauranga have we been taught? What mātauranga do we understand is useful in our current toil? And I think, I grew up with a father who comes, descends from a market gardener from up in Ruatoria, up in Ngāti Porou. So, we were taught all of these types of things when we were young. He taught me how to, establish raised kumara beds and all that kind of stuff when I was little. And I didn't really pay much attention to it back then, but I definitely value those experiences and understanding of knowledge and mātauranga that was passed down, from his grandfather essentially. And those are the types of practices and principles we try to adopt using advanced technologies. And the technologies we have available today are just, simply tools that can be applied, and you have to adapt those tools and those technologies to our traditional practice, and there's a lot that you can garner and get from those types of things. So we just try our best to do the best for what our tipuna gave us, using what our tipuna gave us in terms of mātauranga, and using and combining that mātauranga with present technology.
One of the products in particular that Kanapu has been working on is a hemp milk. It's going to be completely grown by us and manufactured at our hempery. And we're really looking forward to be providing a high-value nutrition product in a really convenient form. I think one of the things that we've noticed is that our products currently are ingredients, and so there is a lot more work that you have to do as the consumer to eat the product, but with a convenient product like milk, everybody knows how to use the milk. You can have it in your coffee, tea, Milo, breakfast, and it's a habitual thing. Everybody needs a milk, whether it's plant-based or whether it's dairy, and we're offering a gluten-free, dairy-free option for those that may like it and those that even may need it.
How is the milk made?
That's the best kept secret. So our hemp milk is actually made from one of our ingredient products that we currently have, and the rest you will have to find out when we launch it. At the moment we are in commercial trial stages, so we're tweaking our recipe, because as everybody knows, when you make a small cake it's very easy, but when you make a large cake you need to up the recipe ingredients and tweaking those and making sure you get the right quantity. So we want to make sure that we get this right. So I think sometimes we like to think of ourselves like a good cheese. Good things take time, as Mainland would always say. And we're really looking forward to bringing Aotearoa and beyond a quality plant-based milk option for high nutrition purposes.
And you have other alternative dairy products also in mind?
At the moment we're focusing on our hemp milk. What comes from that after that step, we will definitely be keeping everybody in the loop, but we are not too sure yet what that may be, that product. But we're looking into that alternative dairy space, so yes, keep an eye out.
Kirby Heath of Kanapu Hempery in a seaside paddock at Waimarama in Hawke's Bay. She says they're still in the middle of commercial trials for the hemp milk and are looking to launch later this year. All going well, it could be earlier.